This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
This is a big deal. Your very first appearance, Lummy.
I'm super excited.
I hope that you won. Videotape a lot of it and it ends up being a part of the LI series.
Yeah.
Two, I hope you get with Rick and have some cool stuff to give away. And three, I hope you get your shirts done by then. And we can give away a few, like the first six or eight people that come and say hi to Lummy at the Boston Coffee House get a free Lummy Investigates t-shirt. And four, I'd have one on a Lummy Investigates, t-shirt yourself. I don't know if Colton would want to wear one, but it's his choice. He might just want to wear a Bubba Army. Is Colton available? If Colton's available, let's put him on Slate.
Okay, he'll be there in a second. So what does Florida Man Radio have to say about this gig?
Florida Man Radio, Lummy, they're so proud of you, and they're so excited to have you come join the Boston Coffee House celebrating their one-year anniversary that they didn't even spell your name correctly. You're not Lummy. You're Lumpy. Lumpy. Florida Man Radio yesterday says Lumpy and Colton from the Bubba the Love Sponge or from the Bubba Army will be live at the Boston Coffee House September 9th from 6 to 10 a.m. Bubba has ordered them to celebrate Florida Man Radio turning one. Mention Florida Man Radio and receive a free coffee with your breakfast entree.
Or as Lummy says, receive free everything.
Powered by OrlandoDefense.com. Lumpy.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. They don't even know your name over there, Lummy.
Well, I mean, they might have been listening that one day that we called me Lumpy.
No. What probably happened is the person that runs the Instagram account, when you type in Lummy, it autofills to Lumpy unless you go back and correct it.
Oh, you're giving them a pass on the autocorrect gimmick?
No, they just don't know who his name is. I was trying to make him feel better.
I think Lurch is the one that runs the Instagram.
Yeah. Come out and see Lumpy.
Lummy, are you excited? Lummy.
I'm super excited.
Lummy.
Yes.
How many Bubba are, how many Lummy Investigate shirts? Like, you know, I'm going to buy a few. I'm going to buy a couple to hand out and one for I'd like to wear them. But two, Lummy, how many are you going to buy to hand out to your family? Because, I mean, this is your first T-shirt.
I was looking
and by at the way, your uncle wants one.
Oh, and, sure, and by the way, I'm going to tell Rick to sell them to you at retail so I get my VIG on the deal.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, listen,
Ashley
Rick,
was
don't.
I going to buy everyone here one. We were talking about that last night. But
well, I mean, if you want to promote your brand, why should it cost me money?
Wait, you said Ashley was going to buy everybody one?
Here, but I mean.
Man, she kicks ass.
Retail, I guess, you know, that's going to have to.
How about not retail, but not wholesale.
Oh, okay, then now we're
see,
cooking
Blitz,
the fire.
You got cost, you got wholesale, then you got retail,
yeah.
Right? We'll sell it to you at wholesale.
Sweet.
So that I make a buck or two, and so does Rick. You
deal,
know, this
deal.
Isn't some, you know.
Everyone's happy.
Right. So she's going to buy you. Ashley's going to buy us all one? I'm triple X.
Yeah, I want like 50-50 blend. I wrote it down.
50-50 blend, yes. Gildan 50-50 blend, triple X for me. Put your order in, Seth, right now, because Lummy's paying for his own shirts.
Are we, I want the dry fit.
You want dry
extra large.
Oh, man, now you're making Rick do a whole other shirt.
Seth, it's just
I don't want the Gildan.
You can't have the guy buy all these different kinds.
Why not? I want something that'll last.
They're a Gildan product.
I didn't know it's exclusively Gildan.
It's exclusively Gildan.
I thought I could put my
order
in.
We're not going with an Under Armour dry fit Willy too.
Fine.
We're just going with Gildan.
Fine.
I put it on for 3X.
Me, I'm a Gildan. The base shirt's a Gildan 50-50, okay, Lummy?
Yep. No, I got that one.
Now we just got to find what everybody's sizes is. They can't pick the shirt out.
Oh, man. Tom Ford actually sells cashmere silk T-shirt blanks. They're $1,200 a piece.
Yeah.
For a blank shirt.
Is out.
I could get one of those or a heart procedure.
I can either save my heart or buy one of these Tom Ford Willys
t-shirts.
So, Seth, what size would you
XL.
XL for Seth. Lummy, what are you getting?
Triple X.
Triple X. Okay. And Anna?
Can I get a small tank? Gildan style.
If you can't get the small tank.
Yeah.
Can you get like a, what do you need girls-wise?
A small.
Okay. Cave, do you want one?
Yes.
Three X?
Three.
3X for him, Lummy.
Yep.
Now, Colton, I got you on slate.
Good morning.
Is this something that you'd even want?
Yes, for sure.
You and Lummy are kind of, you know, in a little bit of a competition.
I think other than Bubba here, Colton probably wears more Bubba Army gear than anybody.
Yeah. But, I mean, Bubba Army is one thing. Wearing Lummy, your arch-nemesis, is the next.
Yeah, but
well, I think I could wear the Lummy Investigate shirt, just probably not for the Florida radio gig.
Why not?
Because I think I should support the Bubba Army brand as a whole over there.
Okay.
Also, Lummy, write these sizes down so that we can get Florida Man radio shirts.
I got them. You're 3X, right, Blitz?
Yeah, if they don't have 2X tall, then 3X, yes.
2X tall, preferably just 3, whatever.
No, that's fine.
What are you, Colton? What do you want? Do you want a Lummy shirt?
Yes,
you're
XL.
Not gonna wear, you're not, XL?
Yes, sir.
I think that's it, right? I think that's you know what?
How are
I
you an XL, Colton?
I bet your Tyler would want one.
But how is Colton an XL?
Better get me an XL for Tyler.
That's what he wears.
Tyler's a large, but I'm going to give him an XL because I do the laundry and I shrink stuff. Like, I don't like, you know, like, whatever.
Are you sure I can't get a dry fit? I'll pay for it.
No.
Okay.
Why do you got to be different all the time, buddy?
Well, I don't like I'm not a Gildan guy.
That's a Gildan shirt you got on right there. Oh, how about that?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's a Gildan standard 50-50
no,
blend, yippee-o, 50
no,
cotton,
this
50
is soft.
Poly.
This is way soft.
It's not a dry fit, though.
It's not, but it's soft.
All right. But just please, just go with the Gildan.
Gildan's it is.
Thank you, Lummy.
Thank you, Colton. Thank you, Lummy.
I mean Lumpy, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ashley.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley.
And
thank
Lumpy.
You, Ashley.
Lumpy.
Lumpy, now you need to follow through with the order, and you need to follow through, Lummy, with the availability of these. We don't want to say that we're going to have them, and Rick, you know, it takes a long time for Rick to get them for whatever reason, so I don't want to put Rick in a bind, but if we could expedite these, you know, and get them before your appearance next Wednesday,
and 12 for the gig, right?
I don't know about 12, maybe
10. Pop that down to 5.
How about...
You buy 3 and you say, I brought 12. I already got rid of most of them.
3. Gotcha.
Yeah, love you. You're going to be like, first break. You'd be like, yeah, I got 12 or I got a dozen or so of these brand new Lummi Investigate shirts.
I only brought 100 and there's a line of about 300 people, so hopefully we got enough.
We actually used to have lines. Remember, Blitz, when we'd do for the Bubba t-shirts?
The CD signings were crazy.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Lummi, I'd say, get a cost on a dozen.
Okay.
Because we could actually do them. We could give them away on the air. I mean, there's, don't you think that people, a ton of people in chat? Like, Lummi, I'm going to be honest with you, even though it's not necessarily an entire Bubba Army brand, and it's an extension of the show, I think that this t-shirt's pretty kick. Like, this is pretty kick-ass. Like, it's a pretty cool-looking t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to want them.
And that whole, those color schemes are back in right now. The highlights.
How do you know?
He didn't know.
I'm with the people.
Who, Ashley?
I mean, look, Anna wore her stupid jacket.
That's
on
not
Friday.
In. She got that
I
from...
got heckled for that for days.
She got to get Dr. Dan one, too. What do you think he wears, a medium?
Dr. Dan won't wear
Dan's
that.
Dan's going to wear... Oh, hell, he wouldn't. Dan's a large.
Large.
Think Babyface, you know?
Well, is he back? Jay. Is he back
Kevin
on?
Kevin Hazlett needs one.
Jay. Kevin Hazlett, Babyface.
Russ. Tom Bean wants one.
Mark, the landlord?
Yeah, the landlord needs one.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Mark, the landlord, probably would want one because he's a big Lummi fan. He loves – this is his order of who he likes around here. And I'm not kidding you. Blitz first, Colton second,
yep.
Lummi third.
All right.
And what's he know?
A lot.
So, Lummi, I mean, you know.
Oh, he's down, Mark.
You probably need to order quite a bit.
So we're bringing
and then,
one to
And then Lummi, okay. You know how cool it would be right now? If we're like, hey, it's Bubba Love Sponge Show, and for our Twitch-only listeners, the nearly 1,100 of them, we're going to play You Win Nothing, okay. And up for grabs for the third-place person is a brand-new Lummi Investigates t-shirt.
Woo!
I'm not doing that right now, be wild. Not doing that. But Lummi, how cool. It'd blow up Twitch if we were giving out one of those t-shirts.
Oh, it definitely would.
Lummi, you're over, buddy. You're way over, kid.
It's all because of you. Thank you, sir.
Seth, now have you started to, and I want you to know, Seth, that you run the Instagram. Like, I don't tell you what to do to it very often, and I did kind of step in and do an executive override because I thought the squirrel content, as Dan Diaco is nursing 4 squirrels that fell out of the tree at his home, and we've been documenting it on our Instagram. Seth runs our Instagram, at the Bubba Army, and Seth at first thought the squirrel stuff was stupid. Because we're doing too much of it.
At first.
And I'm telling Dan, full steam ahead on the squirreling, Dan. I want, you know, feedings. I want, you know, because people love these little squirrels, these little 3-4-day-old squirrels. People are going crazy over them on our Instagram. Seth, have you now have you done a 180 on the squirrel content?
No.
I still hate the squirrel content.
I've always hated it, yes. And, yeah, I'm.
Seth hates squirrels. He runs them over with his bike.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'll tell you this. This is actually pretty funny. He's got 2 of these baby squirrels that seem to be kind of maybe wrestling. They're blind. They can't see. So they're just grabbing a hold of their little buddy here, and it looks like one has the other one in a rear naked choke. And I'm sorry, but I think this is pretty funny and cute. Seth thinks it's stupid, and he hates it, and he's mad at me because I've asked him to put it up.
The squirrel numbers are plummeting.
We got a full-on battle royale here. Squirrel versus squirrel.
It does look like he's got him in a rear naked choke. It really does.
Rear naked choke. Come on. Is he going to tap out? Is he going to tap out? You going to tap out?
What other show's got 3-day-old squirrels getting into tap-in parameters? No, but maybe Soul Brother Kevin. But other than that, nobody else got this kind of stuff.
I can't get to TikTok fast enough.
That's what I thought. Submission.
See, what Seth doesn't appreciate on Instagram, Lummi, you have a wide open mouth for over at TikTok, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, this would be like, this could be, quite frankly, viral, could it not?
Oh, definitely on TikTok.
What music are you going to put behind it?
I don't know. Now that he has a wrestling thing, probably something along the Rocky or something like that. Like a fighting kind of theme.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do what you want to do.
Well, how are the other ones doing that you posted?
I got 180 views so far just in a couple hours. Usually they go pretty well in the morning when everyone wakes up.
Seth would be jumping off the bridge if he only got 180 views on his Instagram.
The first squirrel video we posted, people loved. It had 4,300 views, and now with this last one, we've continuously gone down. One has 2,600, the next one has 1,800, and this one has 1,300. So it's
stats don't lie, do they, Cuzzo?
It's just tanking our algorithm. But it's fine. I'm here for you, man. I'm an Instagram slut, man.
It's tanking our algorithm.
It's tanking the bad posts tank your algorithm. It sucks. We had a run of really, really good posts, and the squirrel stuff is sent it right into the gutter.
Wow.
Because when people follow on Instagram, it doesn't just pop up like when you post it. It depends like who's seeing it, who's liking it, who's interacting with it. There's a whole thing about how all your crap pops up. So. Yeah.
How you think the Lummy Investigates new shirt, click this link for a Yippee-Yo, is going
to
do?
If I got that picture, our algorithm would be right back where it needs to be.
Lummy, at least get this picture to him, Lum.
Well, yeah,
Fix the algorithm, Lum.
Him and I are texting right now.
We are?
Yeah.
Send it over to him.
No, we're not.
No, me and Rick, sorry. Oh. I thought you meant send pictures. I don't
Seth,
have it.
If you'd like to abandon the squirrel... You know, content that's completely on you.
No,
I think it's kind of cute, but I don't want to upset you. The algorithms.
I'm posting everything that Dr. Dan sends me.
No,
that's my rule.
Let me.
Yes,
that's what he picked for our TikTok video.
Let me. What's going on? Are you playing stuff over your phone?
No, that's on our TikTok video.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm getting tank tops made and for Anna.
Oh, Blitz, that came from your phone?
Yeah, that's what Lummy picked as the music for the squirrel video.
Lummy, could you pick any dumber stuff?
Sounds like I'm at Fresh Market.
Even hear, yeah, you can't even hear. It does. You can't even hear Dr. Dan's sexy voice.
Because you want something in the background, you can hear him a little bit.
I'm trying to find our TikTok. TikTok, Bubba Army. That's our Instagram. I can't even find it.
How'd you spell TikTok?
I don't know. You guys throw this stuff last minute deal. If you can, if you're gonna send me Blitz, if you're gonna play it over there, can you send me the link too?
Yeah, it was on my phone though. I wanted to give Lummy the actual view.
Thank you.
So Lummy got the view now.
I clicked the heart thing too.
190. Oh, look at that. We already jumped 10.
And a heart. Here we have napping squirrels. They had already a little dinner and they're all pumped out.
Lummy, who did the music mix on the deal?
That's how TikTok works.
That's how TikTok works.
Chasing the nuts.
No, the levels.
It's. I don't think you can set them.
You can't really set them.
Jumping from tree to tree.
But I wish you could, because that's the music's like too much.
Correct.
I don't know if even again in about an hour.
Lummy, I would have done. Lummy, can I tell you what I would have done?
What's yes, sir?
We Are Family by the. Whoever they're saying.
Slice the stuff.
Well, I did a
we
trifecta.
We are family. Three little baby brother squirrels over there, you know, doing a reverse 69 Willie deal.
Yeah.
We are family.
This is how I spent my weekend. Bottle feeding baby squirrels that I rescued. Yes, indeed.
Wait for it.
That's how you do it. Yes.
Hold on, Lummy. Hold on. Lummy, maybe you pulled the nose up on the deal, Lummy. I know that I wouldn't be watching this on TikTok. I only look for hot bitches. I only looking for open up the slave, open up the safe bitches. Slave. Got a lot of somethings.
Yeah, I've noticed that on our algorithm.
Oh, you see all the chicks I'm following?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, where they slow you down and completely screw with you? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. The new Colton-produced rock video is on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is at The Bubba Army. And this probably goes under a couple umbrellas, one being a Throwback Thursday, and then two, The Rock is most recently in the news as him and his family, entire family, just tested positive for COVID-19. And so, Colton, I think it's important that you learn how to hashtag and all this kind of deal. You are at 32 views right now, Colton, and I did put it on our Facebook. And Seth put it on our Instagram, so it's not like we're not doing our part. The show is trying to, the show has already used its means to promote. Now, Colton, it's on you. I don't know, you better learn how to hashtag, you better learn how to do all that stuff quick. Because there's no excuses now, right? Rock, this is probably something that people might want to watch. The excuses that he's used for the Vince McMahon, I don't think bode as strong as it does for this one.
The Rock should get a few thousand views.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just by just putting it up there. I don't even know if you have to promote it that much.
Well, don't tell Colton.
Well, no, I'm just telling him. I mean, I just feed. But if you do promote it, I mean, it's going to give it even that much more steam.
So what does Colton do? Does Colton just take his chances on that it's The Rock? It'll probably get a few thousand. Or does Colton go out and learn how to hashtag and learn how to put, you know, cut and paste this into various Reddits and subreddits and groups within Facebook and forums?
Yeah, like I'd go
Hollywood
to the
actor forums.
I'd go to the Trump stuff. I'd go to the Trump forums today, and I'd be like, I'd post it, go, look at this sissy talking about COVID. And then I'd go to the Biden forums and be like, oh, but pray for The Rock. He has COVID. You know, I'd be putting it all over the place.
Yeah.
You got to appeal to everybody here.
Colton can't even. He can't even wrap his mind around that. Dwayne Johnson and his family have tested positive for the coronavirus, the star revealed on Instagram Wednesday. Hey,
I thought we were done doing this, like revealing that we have COVID. You know, we're making it a huge deal.
Supposedly, maybe Colton or maybe Caveman or Blitz or maybe Lummy could get me the video. Supposedly, it was a video deal.
I mean, hasn't this guy cut
on
about
Instagram?
On his Instagram.
Go to Instagram.
Or you can, yes. If you just scroll down, it's on that website.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah?
Right there. Don't ever tell me to go somewhere when I'm back here running the entire show.
Sorry.
It needs to be spoon-fed to me a lot. That's what producers do.
Sorry.
Maybe that's not the way Will Koontz. Maybe Will Koontz has an additional two arms that I don't know of, but it's tough to run everything
right
back
here. It was just a suggestion. Sorry.
Anna does say he has a third arm.
What?
Bitch. Piss me off.
Good evening. All right.
Or you can just go to Instagram, or I can try to keep the 55 balls I have in the air here, and somebody could shoot me a text.
Sorry, sir.
Good morning, by the way. Or good afternoon, or good evening. wherever you're at around the world right now.
Can I ask a question?
Happy brunch.
Is everybody a little rocked out?
What do you mean? He's just like oversaturated.
He's just
everywhere.
He's in every movie.
Yeah, he's on our YouTube.
And our Instagram. On our TikTok. He's got a huge TikTok. He's got a huge Instagram. He's got a huge Facebook. He's got a huge stuff we don't even probably really know about.
Yeah, and how much money does he get paid like per Instagram post now? Isn't it some ridiculous amount?
Like $1.5 million?
I'll find out.
Now, I wanted to give you guys a little helpful update on some of the things that I have been going through on my end. For the past 2.5 to 3 weeks now. So the update is this.
And here's the deal. This is 11 minutes and 35 seconds. Rock knows that you got to, on YouTube, be like 7-8 minutes in order to really start kicking the mid-roll willies.
Yep, 8 minutes minimum.
So Rock knows. Like, Rock, listen, me and my family got COVID. Pray for us. We're going to rock on out. We're going to beat this. Yippee-yo. I mean, that's 2-3 minutes when you're milking it. Not 11:35, because you're trying to figure out the algorithms.
He gets a little over $1 million per paid post.
My wife Lauren, as well as my two baby girls.
By the way, Dwayne, I love you. I think that I absolutely adore. I think you're. I got so much respect for you. Just a little rocked out. Like you're everywhere, buddy. You're everywhere. I can't get away from you.
And myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I could tell you.
And here's The Rock. He's a pro wrestler mentality, because when you're over, you just keep the gas down. You hammer it.
Because
you don't know when, you know, you never know when the rug's going to get pulled out. My rug got pulled out.
That this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family.
Now, hold on. I do know some families that have, the people in the family have gotten it, and they got on some medication and they were healthy and it was okay. Now, I do know some people that have gotten it and their family member died. So there's both ends of the spectrum.
Sure.
But I got to think that The Rock and his wife and his kids are all pretty healthy.
Well, we got to see, like, you know, did he have to isolate himself from the family? We got to find out. Maybe it wasn't a symptom thing. Maybe they just were feeling it in other ways.
True.
And for me personally, too, as well. And I've gone through some doozies in the past. I've gotten knocked about and got my ass kicked a little bit in the past with some challenges. But testing positive for COVID-19 is much different than overcoming nasty injuries or.
I mean,
if
don't you just take some medicine and write it out?
Does he have any symptoms?
He looks healthy to me.
Yeah.
Still like he pretty much could kick anybody's ass.
Or being evicted, or even being broke, which I have been more than a few times.
Me too.
And the reason why I feel like this is different is because my...
Aren't you kind of tired of The Rock saying how broke and evicted he used to be?
Yeah, it's $320 million.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, there was a... I think Caveman retweeted it or somebody that he keeps $7 in his XFL office because that's what he had when the CFL cut him or something. That's
you
all
know what?
Had.
My new company is going to be -$350. It's like a -$350,000. If I had seven, I would have taken today off.
Can I just say, I don't know what The Rock's going to get into, so maybe I'll have to take these statements back, but hasn't he cut like 7 million business deals since COVID started?
Right.
I mean, at some point, I would imagine he's going to be out and about and putting his family at risk if that's how it happened. I don't think you can buy the XFL over Zoom.
I think he bought a tequila company and XFL during the COVID.
Yeah.
He was the world's best paid actor in 2019.
Right. So don't tell us about how many times you've been evicted.
The world.
Always protect my family and protect my children, my loved ones. By the way, I know I speak for all of you guys. It is our number one priority. All of you guys around the world, you always want to protect your family and your babies. So
I don't know. To me, Rock's kind of really gotten Hollywooded / snowflaked. / I don't know.
I thought we were. I actually was driving this morning. I'd go. I feel like we're finally getting away from. You know, back in March and April, it was like, hey, do you know anybody with COVID? And everybody said no. And I knew a few people, but now it's like I don't know any. I don't think people are getting tested anymore. But I don't know anybody that has it.
I think The Rock's a little late on the hype.
He's big time late.
I think
The
Rock's about 60 to 80 days a little late on the hype. Right.
I mean,
80 days ago, it would have been, hey, Seth Zoinksville, Rock's got the COVID, right?
Yeah, we got football kicking off. We got the Chiefs going 22%
Thursday.
Capacity.
If, yeah. week.
If The Rock knew how to work, he would stuff like cotton balls up his nose so he'd sound all like stuffed up.
If The Rock was smart, he'd be at the gym with a pump and a sweat on, saying, I had COVID, and this super set of arms is for you, COVID, because I kicked your ass, buddy."
But he's doing this like almost for like a sympathy thing.
I know.
And I wish it was only me who tested positive, but it wasn't. It was my entire family, so this one was a real kick in the gut. But I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are good. We are on the other end of it. We're on the other side.
I don't know. I don't think this is good for Rock. I think this is campy.
We're no longer contagious, and we are, thank God, we are healthy. And we've gotten through COVID-19 stronger and healthier. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, believe me, I'm...
See, Seth, I'm kind of glad you're looking at it like the way I'm looking at it, cynically here, because I just think this is stupid.
Well, like, I mean, 11 minutes, you had COVID, you gave it to the family, it sucks, you're on the other end, kick ass.
We're at a minute 46, and I know everything I need to know. How about you?
Yeah, I mean...
He should have been like, man, screw my family, they gave me COVID. Not the other way around.
Spending my blessings, because, like, all of us, we all have been hit by this thing.
By the way, the sweatshirt he's wearing is his new tequila company.
Yep. Whether it is people we know, family we know, loved ones we know, friends we know.
Hey, Rock, there's been people really affected by this. Like, people have lost their homes and their jobs and a lot of things.
And everything.
And you're sitting here in your $40 million home with your gold leaf ceiling and your ex, the teams that used to play with probably $900 bottles of whatever in the background. I don't know that there's people feeling sorry for you here. I don't know if you can play the woe's me Shakespeare off baby face card here.
So we are counting our blessings right now because we're well aware that it isn't always the case that you get on the other end of.
You should say, the only thing that would save face on this one, Seth, would be like, and you know what? Because I feel for America and you guys are going through some, I'm going to give, it's $10 off the new tequila. buy one, get one bottle free
promo
on my new tequila.
Code COVID. And yeah.
Promo code, you know.
Promo code Pray for the Rock.
And you get buy one, get one free on my new tequila.
By the way, I mean, if you would, I don't know what, you know, I'm sure we're not going to get through the whole 10 minutes, thank God. But I mean, if The Rock was.
That's Seth's good way of telling me no way is he going to sit through 10.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's Seth's inner program director coming out on him. I'm much obliged.
If The Rock.
Yeah, hey, by the way, Bubba, I know we're not going to sit for this whole thing, right?
Right. Wink, wink.
But if The Rock was knee deep in COVID and cutting videos, I mean, like, man, this sucks, guys. Be safe out there. I'd be like, all right, cool. But he's like, we're past it. He's all pumped up. He said everybody's fine. When you say everybody's fine, you haven't lost anything. Like,
no. He starts out saying it was the worst thing that ever happened to him.
Right.
But nothing happened.
How about your father, Rocky, just died this year in January?
Nope. Him getting COVID with nothing happening was the worst thing that happened to him.
COVID-19 stronger and healthier.
Rock, you've done jump the shark on trying to be Hollywood babyface here, buddy. Like, your fans don't care that you are still a zillionaire and that you kicked COVID's ass. There's people that have died to COVID. There's people that have lost their homes. People that are going to get evicted. I don't know if this is a good look.
He should have made a 2-minute video. Hey guys, just so you know, me and my family had COVID. We're fine. You know, thanks for caring. You know, just real quick, not this like worst thing ever happened to me my whole life.
Because wasn't Tom Hanks the first celebrity to get it? I mean, like once we knew Tom Hanks got it, we knew we all could get it. Right. So
I've had some of my best friends have lost their parents, their loved ones. To this virus that is so incredibly relentless.
See, I would have, if I was Rock, I'd take this down. People are just going to...
Kind of late for that.
...unforgiving, and it is insidious. We are counting our blessings, but we are good. And, you know, I got to tell you, some of the silver linings out of this...
Or does he think that he's such a star that people are... There's a certain amount of people that, you know, actually... had dinner last night and discussed The Rock's family may not making it. Like, hey, Jimmy, pass the potatoes, and we hope that The Rock makes it.
Well, it would have been different if he was like, hey, I just tested positive today. Hopefully he doesn't get bad.
And it was a journey.
He's already saying it's over and nothing happened.
I'm always trying to look for silver linings when challenges come my way. Generally, babies and little children can often...
Here's what happened.
Ugh.
I'm just dumbass Bubba the Love Sponge has got a few doctor friends. The Rock is The Rock. The Rock is the highest paid actor that's worth $300 or $400 million. He got diagnosed. First of all, he had somebody come to this mansion and test him. They all tested positive. He got three or four of his doctors on. They came over. They threw out some pills. They all got on a regiment. They stayed locked down for 14 days, and it's all over. The best care that was available was given to The Rock, right?
100%.
Well, and hopefully the kids were okay. Hopefully they didn't feel any symptoms, and, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know that if you're going to get much of a sympathy here.
By the way, I'd be focusing on my kids. Like, if my 2 and my 4-year-old, I'd be talking more about them having it than I would be. Like, I would be about my 48-year-old rock-solid self getting COVID.
Have little to no symptoms at all. So, for our babies, Jazzy and Tia, it was... they had a little sore throat the first couple of days, but other than that, they bounced back. And
man, Bub, he's completely eating his logic here.
Yeah, he literally just said he had nothing at all, and his babies had a sore throat, maybe.
Yeah, so like, and they bounced back.
And it's been life as normal. Happy babies running around and playing.
But life is normal. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
It's what we had to do.
Yeah, I think this is ridiculous. This is the dumbest thing ever. Are you just that hurting for clicks?
This is borderline. Well, maybe was he not able to post because he was down from COVID for 2 weeks? This looks like one of those terrorist videos. It looks like somebody like his team, his branding team. It goes, Rock, you got to come out and say you had COVID. It's going to increase everything you own by 6% with the COVID community. Got to do it.
Lauren and I, it was a little bit different for Lauren and I. We had a rough go. But we got through it. Again, we got through it as a family. We are stronger. We are better. And we did it together.
What are you going to go on the circuit with Tony Robbins? Wait, start being a motivational Willie here? What's the end game here?
How can he say he had a rough go? He just said he had no symptoms at all.
No, I think he said some people have no symptoms.
There are a few takeaways that I want to share with you guys.
Oh, no, he's going to break it down. Rock's going to break it down for us.
And I know you have a lot of questions for me.
Which even makes the interview that Colton just did, which, by the way, has 95 hot rock and flame throwing views.
I have no questions, by the way.
And
go to our YouTube channel, which is at The Bubba Army on YouTube, and look for the newest video released, which is a throwback Thursday when Rock had balls. That's what it should say. When Rock wasn't a pussy. Right? When Rock wasn't afraid of the flu. Woo!
Point, we'll do a Q&A down the road, which we have been doing our Q&As ever since we've been in quarantine, which, of course, have been a lot of fun, and I've always enjoyed that, connecting with you guys.
He has just done whored himself out.
This is just
stupid.
There's
a few takeaways that I want to share that I do believe will help you and your families. Number one, to fight COVID-19, because I do not want you to get COVID-19. But God forbid if you do. Some of the things that I've learned and gleaned, the takeaways that I want to share with you, will help you guys get through it.
All right, tell us how to do it.
Yeah, I want
to
hear this.
Healthy and stronger. Here's how we got COVID-19. We picked up COVID-19 from very close family friends. And
kill your
these
family.
Are people who we love and trust. These are people who we still love and trust.
And you don't and really they, actually know. And you don't really know that.
You're putting a, heat on some family on Uncle Jimbo. You're putting a heat on Uncle Jimbo that came over for.
And there's no. I mean, like, he can't prove that's how he got it.
Yeah, you don't know.
Are devastated, by the way, that they were the ones who picked it up. They have no idea where.
And they're not invited to our Christmas party this year.
Picked it up. They're devastated that it led to them infecting our family. With it, luckily, we were able to control it and mitigate it, and it didn't spread out of control. But they, like us, have been incredibly disciplined. You guys know me. I'm a pretty nice guy.
You can beat somebody up over this COVID deal?
Work hard. I like to have a good time, but I am also incredibly disciplined. I am extremely disciplined when it comes to health, when it comes to best practices, when it comes to safety measures.
I should do an opposite. I know that I'm very not disciplined when it comes to health and being smart. I'm very undisciplined.
And you're doing great.
Family and for my
and I don't got COVID.
Loved ones and my
you
friends.
You got the titers.
People who I care about.
I got a low level titers going on here, Kezo.
I'm very, very disciplined. And I've applied that discipline. We were on lockdown.
Lockdown.
You get it.
Lockdown in a 400,000 square foot mansion.
Yeah. March with
gold flake ceilings.
All of you guys too as well. We have been disciplined. We are in quarantine. We have isolated. I have not worked. And I feel like we've done a pretty good job of protecting our family, but...
Listen, you don't have to work. You got $400 million in the bank. Me and Seth got to work.
What's he here? He's not working.
Right?
Like a lot of you guys out there, having your friends over, having your family members over, your loved ones, of course you want that because...
Rock had a pool party and Uncle Elbud gave the kid COVID-19.
Want that connection, and you want to be with the people who you love and who you care about and who you have a good time with. My takeaway here isn't necessarily keep them away. I'm not saying that.
I've heard enough. I've absolutely heard enough. I'm going to actually fast forward, Seth, to like where he's wrapping it up. Like, well, how's the wrap? I'm at 10:50 now.
Wear your mask. Boost your immune system. Think twice about who you have over to your
house. Don't
be
poor.
If they are coming over to your house.
Don't be poor.
Don't be poor. That helps.
Get them tested. I am sending you guys so much love and so much mana. And
shut up.
Seth, will you send me some mana, please?
Hell yeah, I'm going to stuff it right down my trousers.
Seth, will you mouth gag me with your mana?
Well, that's I don't know if I could do that.
Can I mouth gag you with my mana?
And stay healthy, my friends.
I heard you that Phoebe got a mouthful of mana yesterday. Woo!
She did.
And thank you for all the love and all the support, and certainly for the ones who did know before I made this announcement that my entire family had been hit by COVID-19.
Oh, Jesus, for the wrap-up.
Thank you guys for your love and support. So a lot of love and support.
Yeah, a lot of everything.
We're not supporting the XFL.
Watch the XFL. Tampa Bay Vipers coming back, baby. Woo!
Hey, go to our YouTube channel, which is at the Bubba Army. And watch the video from about 10 years ago when he had a little bit more testosterone and swagger and went such a pussy. I want The Rock. The Rock should have had a completely different video about COVID. He should have said, I'm The Rock. My family got COVID. We kicked its ass. You can kick its ass, too. Here's some stuff you should do.
Well, that video could have been about 9 minutes shorter. I don't know if he was trying to monetize it or what. But for somebody who's pretty much one of the most entertaining guys in the world, to take that path to be extremely boring and take this whole serious approach to it, you know, after I feel like everybody's trying.
Like he's almost taking himself too seriously, isn't he?
I don't know. Yeah,
like he's almost put like, you know, I'm a big time star and you're going to want to know my every move and my baby is going to listen.
But then again, that post probably has more likes than any other post he's ever had. And he's probably making a ton of cash off it.
He probably made more money on that post than my entire corporation will for the rest of their existence.
I hope not.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Walmart now is adding breastfeeding pods to its stores.
Nice. I can't wait to use one of these.
And this is what they're going to propose. Really? Mm-hmm. They got these like these, I don't know, these little cubicles with the Walmart logo in a corner in Walmart. Indeed.
Was this pre-COVID? This seems like a pre-COVID idea.
No, they just announced it.
No, yeah, this is...
This is, oh, wow.
Walmart is expanding its breastfeeding pods. The retailer announced it's planning to install Mamava lactation suites.
Oh.
A Mamava. How do you say that word?
Mamava?
Oh, you of all people, don't you be the first one to chime in.
Mamava?
Seth? Anna?
I can't really see you from here.
M-A-M-A-V-A.
Mamava.
Yeah, Mamava.
Mamava.
It's either Mamava or Mamava. One of the two.
Lactation suites in more than 100 stores. The pods offer breastfeeding spaces for women to breastfeed and pump. They're free to use and can be accessed through the app.
So it's just privacy, like a privacy cubicle.
Yeah. I need one of these.
Oh.
I need one of these.
So I can pump and get the poison out.
I thought it was like a dispenser.
I need to pump. You thought it, hold on. You thought they hooked their boob up?
No, well, I was confused because I didn't understand, like, what do you mean a pod?
Did you think it was a collection deal?
Yeah, and I was like, that's disgusting.
Stuck their boob in
this
little.
And then it's like you can contribute to the community and then another baby can, you know.
What?
I don't know. I was confused. I thought it was holding breast milk. I didn't realize
it's a lactation pod.
Well, I thought a pod is just like a storage unit, so I thought it was holding milk.
Although that would
know.
Be hot if a girl walked up and she put her boob into this like this little, you know,
suction
tube,
cup
tube deal, and it just went
like
and all
cow.
Of a sudden it milked her, and then it, you know, it went and stored it. It put it to a storage deal, and then you could go on another part of the store and say, "Hey, do you want like an Irish woman? Do you want a Spanish woman's boob milk?" Do you want an African American?
It pipes it over to the Dunkin' Donuts that's in the store.
Pipes it over to the dairy cafe, and you can get the little
booby latte.
You can get a little squirt of that in your espresso. Huh. Hey, for an extra 50 cents, I can give you a Latin woman's boob squirt lactation deal.
Hell yeah!
You want that as part
yeah,
of your
I do.
Espresso, Willie?
Give it to me.
And how are they going to be able to stop weirdos from going in there?
I'm downloading the app right now.
People are going to defecate in there, 100%.
I just want some privacy.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if I was a husband and I'm going to Walmart and my wife is going, or my girlfriend, whatever, is going all around the aisles, I would like a place to kick back. But you know what Walmart need? They need a little men's lounge. But yeah. Like where you can, like, recliners with
they
the
need
ball
to have, like,
game.
A TV seat in there. Yeah. Or, I mean, a TV set and a nice seat.
They need,
and
like,
some air conditioning.
At Walmart?
They need 10 recliners and then, the you know, 4 or 5, you know, TVs with the games going on.
Right.
No.
And guys could sit there. Why not?
You want to get in and out of there as quickly as possible. You don't want to be hanging out at Walmart.
You can't ever get out of Walmart quick.
You got to hang out at Walmart.
You don't want to hang at Walmart. You want to get in and you want to get out.
No, Walmart makes you feel so good about yourself because you can see everybody else. And you're like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not
But you're
like
also
that.
Disgusted by, like, oh, this is my community.
I feel like Brad Pitt when I go to Walmart.
Oh,
big wood greeter, man, 1,000 bits.
Yeah, but so does everybody else.
That's all right. They're looking at me thinking the same thing. I'm okay with that.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.